This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
God, drop the wrench. Dang it, I hate that when that happens.
Good to be with you folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World, here at the third hour of Auto World, of course, sitting, like I mentioned, the first and second hour into a... they took a bench seat out of this 49 Chevrolet and cut it in half. They said, there's not enough room, Evans, to put that whole seat there in the studio. We've got to cut it in half. And you know what I said? Oh, yeah, I get to cut and machine out and cut that bad boy in half. The only thing that I didn't mention is that, to them, it's got all this mole hair. The original mole hair is sticking out. It is itchy. I'm going to have to get some, what is it, Bengay or something? My wife's going to be rubbing Bengay on me later. Whoa! Hey, good. I don't know about that. Anyway, hey, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio with Ben Gay. No, hey, good to be with you. It really is. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I've got oil running through my veins each and every hour of Auto World. It's been going on for 40 years in my life. That's right. Started way back when. Welding. The sparks, the burns, the scars I have on my arms, my hands from those, the arc welder. But one thing I got to say, I've got to salute and tip my hat at the same time and stand up straight and scream and shout out to each and every teacher that I had. Thank you for being rough and tough on me and making me do something that I had to do it right and I had to weld correctly. And they really did take their time and they were firm. They didn't scream and holler, but they were firm. And thank you all to all my teachers, my automotive teachers. Sometimes I did flunk that test, not more than once, twice, three times, but they still stayed with me. They still hung in there. They still made sure that I was understanding and making sure that I was doing it correctly. And today, well, you can say that I guess I made a career of that automotive world, and today I'm sharing it with you. And that's what, well... Here comes my goosebumps on the arms again, the hair standing up. That's what it's all about, is being able to be with you and share with you and maybe help you save money when it comes to car repair and to how to buy a car, maybe sell a car and bring you into the future and maybe take you into the past, because the past is what it's all about. The past is how we learn how we're going to make the cars for the future. The speed, the handling, the safety. Are you happy with yours? Do you hate your car? Do you really hate it? I know a lot of you do.
What?
You don't hate your car until it breaks down. And then that's when I see you. Yeah, the technician, the mechanic, the service writer, the service manager, the front desk person. You're screaming at us. Because you're mad. You don't have an additional $100 bill. In today's world, well, it used to be $100 bill, but today you don't have an additional $1,000 bill to keep that car fixed. So with Auto World here on behind the microphone each and every week, not only on all our great affiliate radio stations, but on the internet at GCNLive.com and also TV, of course, YouTube, etc., coming your way. Anyway, we're here to help. We're here to help. We're here to help you understand the communications behind your car and you, your Auto World. You see, your car talks to you and you just don't know it. You know how it talks to you? Squish, squish. Whoa, what was that? Well, that's the whole thing. Sound, folks, sound. So I want you to take your senses. An Auto World tip already in the first segment of the third hour of Auto World right here from Boise, Idaho, live at the Auto World Plaza. Auto World tip. Senses. I want you to use your eyes. I want you to use your nose. I want you to use your ears. And I want you to use the touch of your fingers to do the maintenance on your car. It's called pre-maintenance. If you smell something, stop. Go to your mechanic. The other day I was in front of a vehicle as I was taking the customer home. We traded seats because I was over in the passenger seat being the rider, not the driver. sitting back and telling my customer, take me over here. He's my chauffeur for the day, only to his house. But I smelled antifreeze when we got out and exchanged seats, and I went, whoa, where, huh? I wasn't going to be working on any antifreeze-related thing, but guess what I ended up working on? Antifreeze-related, because my nose picked up the scent. Touch those rubber radiator hoses, folks. Use your fingers, your hands. Are they soft like putty? Get rid of them. How about your eyes? What's that leak that's underneath the thing? That, you know, you got a puddle underneath there. You're seeing it. Well, stop. You know, it's going to save you money. Period. Well, here on the third hour, that's a little bit of a monologue for you to save you money. That's what we're here for. Keep the Bitcoin, Coinbase, digital coin in your pocket. And along with that, for you folks that still have the dollar bills, a lot of you do. A lot of you have debit cards, plastic. We're going to keep all that cash in your account. It's got to be somewhere. All right, I know. You're sticking it underneath the driver's seat of your car. It's in an envelope, and it's duct taped. Yeah, I said it. Maybe Gorilla taped. All your money's underneath the car seat with the mole hair, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter where it's at. We're just going to try to see if we can't get that envelope bigger and bigger and bigger. Here on the third hour, we're going to question of the month. We're going to go deep into, well, the car cover's been pulled off here in Auto World, and we're away from the curb. The track temperature now is 120 degrees, and we are rocking and rolling for you. The question of the month here on Auto World. What do you believe is the automotive industry's greatest achievements? We're going to share some emails, and we're going to, of course, we can share them right now with you. We've had a lot of emails come in this last week. The address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, since 1992, the phone number, you can reach us live right here, right now, from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, at 855-660-4261. Facebook, Mark Evans. That's me. Go to Facebook, look at Mark Evans, and you can do Facebook Messenger. It's open. The door's open. The garage door's open. Let's use it. Joe and Robert has used it. We put a welcome you first foremost to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Go over and take a look. You'll have some fun over there. What things we put up there, you'll love it. Join in. That's what it's all about. Become a charter member at no cost. Unless you want to send me your Visa number. No, I'll never use it. I'll send it right back to you and say, go buy yourself an automotive accessory with that. I put up a picture, folks, of a snub-nosed truck from way back when. Had a couple folks here, Joe and Robert on Facebook, that said, Joe said 08, and Robert, I believe, said 1910, and Robert's closer. I asked, what year is that snub-nosed truck? And we're going to answer that this hour and tell you a little history of what brand that is and why it's that brand and who started all this snub-nosed stuff. And with that, we're going to go into snub-nosed trucks back. They are. That was also a question I put up there. But most of all, also, you're the star of the show. You're welcome aboard at any time. Come into the Greasy Garage Studio with me along with all the other folks sitting in. We've got six rows. Yeah, we've got six rows this week. Absolutely. And again, we're going into the future product pipeline, too, this hour, folks, so stay tuned for that. And, oh, yeah, it's time right now. Well, let's do a little trivia, but we're going to do, after the trivia, oh, the Auto World little car fact. But right now, did you know Cadillac, back in 1954, becomes the first car manufacturer to adapt power steering as a standard feature on all of its cars? Power steering. 1954. That wasn't that long ago. What the heck is going on? Did the people back in 1954 say, I'm tired of weak and arms? Is that when all the processing of food started to take place and too much sugar or salt in the food and they didn't have the strength in their arms anymore to turn the steering wheels? Oh, I know what that's like. The suicide knob. Or we call it the knocker knob. What's that? Oh, this is a family show. That's right. Well, that's what they call them. And I have one. It's on a 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup. No power steering. Man, is this thing. And it's not even that heavy up in the front. But you had to have the knocker knob, or the suicide knob, they called it, mounted on there. You grabbed it to help turn and steer that bad boy. And it is. It makes a guy sweat a little bit. I end up stinking like this mole hair seat. Whoa! Take a little short break. Listen to some of that secret sauce from our sponsors. We'll be right back. From the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low. But I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Oh, you don't want to hear that whistle. That means they're behind you. Oh, I hate the price of tickets today. God, talk about inflation with tickets. Ugh. When's the last time you got a ticket for speeding? Maybe a turn signal bulb, you know, was off. Maybe headlights out. Oh, that's a big find here in Boise, Idaho, if that headlight is out, folks. The cost of a headlight isn't that much. It really isn't. It's the cost of the labor to get that stupid light bulb out. Welcome back to the Auto World with the lights on studio. Greasy Garage Studio, that is. We've got all the lights on. We've got the email bag ready. We're going to be reading here in a little bit about that question that I give you for the whole entire month. See, I give you homework for the whole month, and the question is, what is that question? Well, that question is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? We've had a lot of great emails, and we've got some more here I'm going to share with you. Absolutely. But there's more to the picture than what meets the eye, because we've got to go pretty much and think about the time. What kind of time? The time you're spending with me. Yes, it is about time, isn't it? Past and future. Oh, what's that? That's it right there, back in time. We're going to go back in time now. Oh, yeah, let's do it. How do you listen? That's right, how do you listen? How do you listen yesterday? How do you listen today? And how about tomorrow? Do you listen with a reel-to-reel? 8-track, formerly Stereo 8? Maybe some vinyl, the vinyl records. How about cassette tape? Oh, it's gone to CD, though. And now today it's internet streaming. And with that, folks, it's all in your car. You're doing all that in your car. And it kind of actually ages us, doesn't it? How what age are we? The vinyl, well, back in 1931, RCA Victor launched the first commercially available vinyl long-playing record, marketed as a program transcription that has discs. Revolutionary discs were designed for playback at 33 and a third RPMs and passed on a 30-minute symmetrical diameter plastic flexible disc. Played about 10 minutes. And with that, did you know that the cars back then also had those vinyl records in there? What? They did. And did you also know that, well, wait a minute, how about that cassette tape? Oh, the 8-track tape, though. Let's go back. I still have an 8-track tape in my first car. 1965 Dodge Coronet 440. Oh, that 8-track tape, it was invented by William Powell Lear. He was born in 1902 and died in 1978. He's very famous, folks, for developing the Learjet, a small aircraft prized by corporations and business travelers. Of course, Lear developed a process for dividing magnetic recording tape into 8 channels or tracks. This increased the recording time without damaging the sound quality and allowing one continuous loop of tape to be wound into the portable cartridge called the 8-track. Lear was not only a good engineer, folks, he was also a creative marketer. He worked out a deal with the Ford Motor Company back in 1966. A factory-installed 8-track tape player became an option on new Ford cars back in that day. Everyone seemed to want the new technology back in 1966. 65,000 8-track players were sold by 1967, folks. Chrysler and General Motors, well, they were also offering their customers 8-track players, taking music along and becoming a part of American driving culture. We go back in time. Today again, the CDs are long gone. The internet streaming, thank you for internet streaming me. Right now you probably are plugged into me in your car, your truck. Thank you. It has changed a lot. But if you've never had a chance to have a lot of you've had cassettes, a lot of you, I'll give my eye teeth right now. I have a lot of eye teeth. Give my eye teeth if you have a vehicle with a record player in it. Sold. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We got to have fun. That's what it's all about. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network. I want to thank you for being here, for sharing your thoughts, your, well, basically praying for me, having fun with me, and that's what it's all about. Here, a little bit later in the hour, we're going to get to the future product pipeline. We talked about back in time. We're going into the future here in a little bit. But first and foremost, let's get to the email bag, Mark, and get some of this. Oh, I got a question out there of the month, of course, and that is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? We're going to read you some of those emails that are coming in here. But I got some repair emails I got to get to. Let's go to the repair email bag, see if I can find one here. There's one. I dig in there and scramble all this up just to get one. There it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got an email here. Hello, Mark. Help! It's not even summer yet, and my truck is already overheating. Dang it. My truck is a 2005 Ford F-350 diesel pickup. I've had the thermostat, radiator, water pump, all replaced, and it's still overheating. The shop is pretty much done with me and my truck. Uh-oh. If you know what I mean, yes, I do, thought I would shout out to you for some help. What do you think is wrong? And I hope it's not a blown head gasket. Thanks for being here for us every week. John, listening in Richland, Washington. Oh, it's time for a shout out. Our great affiliate, Richland, Washington. Good to have you along. And that it's a time for a shout out. Shout out to KFLD 870 AM. AM 870 KFLD, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. Good to have you folks here. And each and every one of you in between all those little towns, thank you for being there. And they're not little. Everybody is big. In fact, whoa, too big. Huh. Anyway, good to have each and every one of you along. And with that, KFLD, let's do a shout-out to, why not here? KFLD, John. He's the PD, program director of that station. Good to have you along. And now let's get to the overheating problem. John, thanks for tuning in and emailing me. This is, I'm sorry that you've put money into... Well, first off, the cost of a radio replacement on an F-350 diesel.
Oh,
ouch. A thermostat? It's not too bad, but and it's still overheating. John, it's simple. And this, John, you just saved, literally, by emailing me here at Auto World, you just saved a lot of people a lot of money. Because I'm going to tell everybody a little secret right after this short break. It's really simple, John. I'm sorry I can't get your money back on the other two things, but hey, you do have them, and they're new, and they're working. But we're going to come back from a short break, and we're going to fix that overheating problem. I'm going to go get me a nice cold glass of water, because this popcorn's pretty salty. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the United States has now administered more than 105 million doses of coronavirus vaccine. The new numbers show that nearly 69 million Americans have received at least one dose, with almost 37 million fully vaccinated. Even with rapidly increasing vaccination rates, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's still worried about another surge in new infections. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that with the spread of new variants, he worries cases could quickly start to rise again.
There's always the risk of another surge, and that's the thing we really want to avoid because we are going in the right directions. That's why I get so anxious when I hear pulling back completely on public health measures, like saying no more masks, no nothing like that. I mean, that is a risky business when you do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Sure, the car is clean, folks. That's one thing that we do here at Auto World is the loudmouth Jay, the janitor that we have, he makes sure that this place is clean. And I do love sending you out when you answer the trivia questions that we throw out there each and every week. What do I send out? A lot of you have been asking, what do I get? What do I get? Well, sometimes we throw a cracked windshield in, and I have to get rid of some of these old rubber tires when we sell these, put the new tires on. I got all these old junk tires sitting around. We do ship those to you. Oh, no. I actually send you some good cleaning, unique things to keep the tires clean and to keep the windshield clean. So just stay tuned. Now, each and every week, kind of hop and skip and jump these gifts, around each and every week. And why not, but make sure your car wash is working for you, too. Sometimes those old car washes are just like the rollers, with the brushes. It's just like a sand blaster. And you go in with a red car and you come out with a silver car. It looks like a DeLorean. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm live in Boise, Idaho from the Auto World Plaza. It's a pleasure to be with you each and every week. Here I got an email from John. Again, a shout out to our great affiliate. John's emailing from Richland, Washington. John, thank you. And shout out to KFLD, 870 AM in Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco, Washington area. And all the folks tuning in. And John's got an overheating problem with a 2005 Ford F-350 diesel pickup. That's a mouthful. Well, there's a mouthful of engine underneath that hood, too, John, definitely. And he's got an overheating problem. He says that the thermostat in the radiator has been replaced, and it's still overheating. And the one thing that really caught my eye here is that he said that the, I'll just go back here, says the shop is pretty much done with me and my truck. That's not good news. Now, with that, John, I know you've been hot. Not only is your truck hot, but you've probably blown a head gasket, sounds like, yourself. And we don't want to get to that point, and I'm glad that you're emailing right here with me today on Auto World, because no blown head gaskets are allowed. We want to keep it positive and keep it negative. And I know it's easy to say and not to do. Well, John, here's what's going on, and I want each and every everybody, now listen up, all of you. When it comes to overheating, stay cool, calm, collected, because you have a clutch fan out. That's right. Think about a breeze blowing across your face on a hot summer day. The palm trees are swaying. You just ate your favorite shrimp tacos. You might have just had your favorite beer sitting there. Maybe your favorite Coca-Cola, your Pepsi. But the breeze is blowing across your face because the clutch fan is on, cooling it down your forehead. In this case, cooling down your F-350 diesel engine. How do you know if the clutch fan is out? I'm sorry, John, that the shop has missed this. It's the first thing that catches what senses did I say earlier? Eyes, ears, touch, nose, mouth, taste. Oh, okay. I'm talking about my ears now, John. This is for everybody. The clutch fan. You want, when you first start up your Ford 2005 F-350 diesel, you want to be able to hear the wind going, it'll actually sound like that. It'll be humming so much that when you do pop your hood, and I want everybody to pop their hood when you first start up your engine, to check your clutch fan. Make sure that, well, first off, that the clutch fan's working, and this is why we're popping the hood. We're going under the hood. Let's pop the hood, start your engine up, and you'll hear a lot of vibration because the fan, the clutch fan's locked in. Locked up, like it's supposed to be, only on original startup, and it draws that plastic fan, John, that you have on that diesel, and it, those blades are plastic, designed to basically start at, I think they're 15 degrees and designed to go to 32 degrees up to 80 degrees, if you're really hauling fast, John. But let's just, they're designed to move back, bend, and draw even more air through the radiator to cool that engine down. So, take your hand, open the hood, start the engine. Just take your hand. Don't stick it in the fan, but just stick your hand and your arm above the radiator and about a foot and a half in. And if you feel a lot of air and you hear that noise, John, you have got, the clutch fan is working. But in this case, John, I don't believe your clutch fan is working, and that is your overheating problem. Absolutely. Now, those F-350 diesels are electronically controlled. Now, there's a lot of vehicles out there making models that are electronically controlled. Yes, they're actually hooked to the engine light. The engine light comes on. We scan it. Gives us the code telling us that, you know, in mechanical jargon, that pretty much the electric clutch fan is out because there's a sensor on the front of it because the heat of the radiator is getting pushed into the sensor, telling the sensor to turn the clutch fan on, lock up, and go the same RPMs as what the engine's spinning, causing the air to be drawn across your engine, keeping it cool. So you want to hear the, and this is with everybody. Now, a lot of people are saying, I don't know what a clutch fan looks like. I don't know if I have one. You're absolutely right. Some of you only have electric fans. Do you hear your electric fan going bzzz when you turn your car off after you've been running for 20, 30 minutes, an hour driving? Because if you do not hear that electric fan running when you turn your car off after running 20, 30 minutes, then your sensor, folks, is out in the radiator, and that's what keeps that electric fan spinning when you turn the engine off, cooling down the engine, drawing the air across the engine. So, John, that's what's going on. You do have a clutch fan out. What's the cost of a clutch fan? You ask. I can see you asking, and that's fine. Well, roughly, Richland, Washington. So you're probably in the same labor rate as I am in the Boise, Idaho area. Again, folks, it doesn't matter. You know, you have the same problem as John, but each area that we're in, the labor rate could be higher or lower. You're going to be probably $400, John, $450, and they aren't easy to do. I do not recommend you doing it yourself. It takes a special wrench, two wrenches actually, to hold that engine, the pulley. It's a knuckle buster, and that wrench is like I have in my hand here with the microphone, a wrench in one hand, a microphone in the other. That's pretty much you're turning into a circus person trying to hold and do all that. It's not fun to break that nut loose to get that clutch fan out of there. Oh, and by the way, a lot of those, the electronics, the electrical wire, it goes to the front of that clutch fan. Can you imagine if that plastic fan grabbed that wire? And by the way, that's what we see coming into the shop all the time. They're saying they have an overheated problem. We've just opened the hood and look, and we don't even have to take our hand above there to fill the air, because what we see is the electrical has been ripped right out because the fan got it. Because the little keeper that holds the wire tight in the plastic shroud has broken off or become loose, and the fan, the air, catches the wire, grabs it on, and it goes for a ride. And it's a merry-go-ride, if you know what I mean. So, John, thanks for emailing. That's part of what it's all about. You're now a charter member of Auto World, and that's how we do it, folks. We've got John's brow there, not sweating anymore. Whew. And you too. That's the whole thing. We want to make sure you guys are all cool, man. We've got to keep you cool looking. No sweat is allowed here on Auto World. Only when we get off the microphone. Well, it is time now here on Auto World for a brand new segment that we've been waiting for. Of course, you have been, the Future Product Pipeline. What is this? Let's go into the future. Why not? Let's go into the future in the aspect of the Lexus IS. It's a new edition. The 2022 Lexus IS 500F Sport Performance is the first of what Lexus says will be the new line of performance-oriented variants. Oh, yeah, I can hardly wait. Looks good. A little four-door, actually. The Ford Explorer. What? Ford Explorer is expanding its swanky King Ranch trim to the 2021 Explorer in a bid to move the nation's best-selling large crossover more upscale. There you go. That's coming out, by the way, later this year. The Kia Carnival. Huh? Why would they call it Carnival? Well, they did. Kia describes the Carnival as a multi-purpose vehicle, MPV. There you are. We're going to come back and give you more future. We're going to go into the future with cars. That's what it's all about. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio, heard right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Give me more popcorn!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The heck was he doing in the middle of the road? I don't know, but we missed him. Hey, welcome back, everybody. The car cover has been taken off. We're here on the third hour of Auto World. Good to have you join me each hour here on Auto World. I'm your host of Auto World, Mark. I'm Mark Evans. 40-plus years of touching and tasting transmission fluid. Good. A transmission shake. Mix a little bit of engine oil in there and then put some 90 weight rear end differential oil in there and you get yourself a real good looking milkshake. No thanks. Well, I want to answer this question I put out there on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and then I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page and the Instagram page, Auto World Media. I welcome you to our website, autoworldmedia.com. But, we have had some Facebook folks answer what year is that truck, that picture that I put up there. It's a snub-nose truck. I asked if you believe or is snub-nose trucks coming back, and they are. Well, that is a Rio, folks, a Rio. R-E-O, a Rio. 1911 is the year of that little red wood spokes snub nose truck, 1911 Rio. And we're going to do a little history on that real quick before the garage door comes down the third hour. But what's going on with this brand new Canoe snub nose truck? Oh yeah, Canoe is the company name. They're going to produce an all electric truck with lots of horsepower and a lot of torque, and it's an electric, all electric, a 6-foot or an 8-foot bed. You get a chance, it's Canoe. That's the name of the company. The battery pack in this pickup is designed to be repaired, replaced, and upgraded when need be, of course. Now, that's all new to the electric scene. We talked a little bit earlier about what happens with these electric EV cars when the battery goes dead and gone bye-bye. Well, Canoe is they're doing building a truck that is going to let you... So the batteries will be powered, the truck, they don't have to be outdated anymore. You can get them fixed. or replaced or upgraded. Oh, yeah. You know, whenever you say upgrade, you know what that means. You drive into that drive-up, and, oh, you want that supersized, and you know what that is. You want me to empty your wallet? So Canoe also designed the pickup to have a steer-by-wire and brake-by-wire systems controlling the vehicle to eliminate the need for steering column and other hardware. Bingo. When they say hardware, folks, that means, let me just say something. This all-electric truck by Canoe has a rectangular-shaped steering wheel. As they just pointed out to all of us, Canoe was designed the pickup to have a steer-by-wire and brake-by-wire controlling the vehicle to eliminate the need for steering column and other hardware. That means hardware means hard-line items. No more steering columns sticking up there like a spear. Brake pedal. What? Well, no hardware? No big, heavy lever to push the brake light switch in? Yeah, no hardware. Well, there the interior of the pickup shown, of course, in the videos that you're going to look up on the Internet. Take a look at them. It shows that it fits two people, of course, but adapt for three-person setup. So it's really, it's good size, but it's not a big four-door, you know, that F-350 that John was emailing us about. The drive-by-wire. First and foremost, information such as speed and battery levels appear to be on a broad screen just below the windscreen or windshield. Depends on where you're listening here to Auto World. The Canoe's pickup will be available for a pre-order beginning in the second quarter of this year that we're in, but production isn't slated to begin until 2023. Okay, so just stay tuned for that. By that time, though, the pickup will have considerable competition across the industry, as I've been talking about. You have the Ford, you have the GMC Hummer, of course, EV, SUT, that's reaching driveways at that same time. So everybody's pushing their product EV-wise, and this is a truck, Tesla, of course, as you've seen. Everybody knows that, you know, Elon Musk threw something through the window and it broke, and it was supposed to be bulletproof. And the question was at the time, why would you want a bulletproof window? And, of course, some of you do and some of you don't. It doesn't matter. But, hey, it's there. But this Canoe is a stub-nose truck. No more. It's drive-by-wire. And what that means is they're going through electrical wires, folks, to maneuver and to make the truck work by wire. Electronics. So you might be scared about that. But, you know, your brake lights have been running off wires for years. Your taillights, your blinkers have been going through the key cylinder that's on the steering column, over to the blinker switch, down to the headlight switch, down, of course, as you know, you got maybe a button on the floor to do headlight lower or dimmer in the older cars, and then it goes all the way back through, like I had this last week, with a wire that's on top of the frame that's in the dirt that's been grounded hot wire on the metal. So, you know, everything has been run through wires for many, many, many years, like my 1916 Chevrolet. The starter slash generator that's on top of the flywheel has to have wires going up where? To the battery and then over to the engine. It's all wires. Wires, wires, wires everywhere. Oh, yeah. Okay, future product pipeline. Talking about the future, let's get into some more future products here. Mercedes-Benz C-Class. This is a brand new segment for Auto World, the future product pipeline. Mercedes-Benz C-Class is positioning the retooled C-Class as a smaller, sportier version of the recently launched S-Class flagship sedan. The S-Class, of course, as you know, is a bigger, larger type of sedan. So now the folks that like the C-Class are going to get some of the S-Class in the C-Class. Sounds like I'm doing the alphabet. I am. S and C. Anyway, and the C-Class, as you know, is a little bit lower priced. Now, the Land Rover, though, the Land Rover Defender, the 2022 Defender 90 and the 110 will be available with high-performance supercharged V8 engine. That's a supercharged V8 engine with 518 horsepower that can propel the boxy off-roader to 60 miles an hour in just 4.9 seconds. That's pretty good. That's got some weight to it. How about the Audi e-tron GT, the production version of the 2022 Audi e-tron GT, low-slung, Porsche-derived four-door electric vehicle, will arrive in the U.S. dealerships in the summer of 2021 after going on sale in the spring of 2021 in Europe. You're only going to hear it here on Auto World each and every week. Chevrolet Bolt, that's B-O-L-T, Bolt, E-U-V. The 2022 Chevrolet Bolt E-U-V is about 6 inches longer than the standard Bolt, with more rear legroom and an available sunroof. I know a lot of you were screaming about the size of the Bolt. Well, the Bolt is getting freshened up. The 2022 Chevrolet Bolt, Bolt, B-O-L-T, features a more upright front facial and an updated interior to match the Bolt EUV. Things are changing. That's what I'm talking about. The future product pipeline right here on Auto World. Well, looks like the garage door's going down again here. We're a third hour of Auto World. Thanks for joining me each and every week here on Auto World. Absolutely, it's a pleasure to have you join me each and every week. It makes it all clear to all of us when we all come together to learn. That's where it's all at. Well, thank you, everybody, that helps me put this bad boy together. Of course, Axelrod Alex, he's there, the producer of the show. For me every second. Thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer, keeps me wired. Oh, don't forget my personal chauffeur. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. That's what it's all about. He gets me here safe each and every week. Of course, I want to thank my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? My PR director, Bobby Besser, Cadillac Ken. Keeps the AutoWorldMedia.com website looking good and forming good in the aspect of when you go and look at it. And also WieldPlanet.com. Go check out his website, WieldPlanet.com. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Keeping my seat cushion warm here on this half-cut-off bench seat with the mole hair that I'm itching like you wouldn't believe. Seat cushions. My cushion is nice and warm because of Seat Cushion Susie. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communication. Thank you. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. Always saying I'm looking good. I don't know about that, but, you know, that's what it's about. Thank you. Loudmouth Jay, the janitor, absolutely keeping us clean. And, you know, again, folks, I want you to drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.